This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is behind the glass. We are taking your calls on the shakeup at Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris, Terry Fontenot, both out. The announcement came just hours after the Falcons beat the Saints yesterday. The number is 404-726-0929. Let's go out to Cascade. Meat has been waiting on the line for us. Meat, good morning. What do you have for us this morning?
Hey, what's up, everybody, man?
Hey, man.
I want to start off by saying I am a big supporter of Arthur Blank, of what he's done for the city, and I think he's one of the best owners we'll ever have and ever had. But he jumped the gun on this one. I think it creates instability. It messes up the continuity the defense had built. Nobody's talking about all the injuries that we faced. Drake London missed a bunch of games. Darnell Mooney. It was just a tumultuous season from the jump. And I think that I can see that the defense was playing their butts off to save this man's job. Outside of Kyle Pitts and Kurt, they were auditioning for other teams, but everybody else, they were playing their butts off for this man. And I think they better make a good hire, because I think they probably messed up the locker room with this man. I think they jumped the gun on the firing, man. They should at least let him finish out the contract.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. I think that is one of my concerns. I think I would be willing to say that I am concerned about the defense continuity. We talk about messing up the quarterback position. I have that fear, and that's why I said what I said earlier about Jeff Ulbrich. I have the fear that without Jeff Ulbrich here, all of a sudden those two first-round picks you made last year, plus Xavier Watts, that really hampers what they're able to do. 10.5 sacks for James Pierce this year. You set a franchise record. What does that look like in year two if Jeff Ulbrich's not the guy? If you go back to a Ryan Nielsen style, or you know, one of the other coordinators you've had on the defensive side of the ball in the last 4 years. I don't know. That's a big fear of mine, and that's why I tweeted about it yesterday. I was like, I think Jeff, and this was before he was fired, but I was like, I think Jeff Ulbrich deserves the right to be around here, you know, no matter what happens with this regime. If they had retained Raheem and said, we just simply didn't want to lose Jeff Ulbrich, I'd have said, all right, I get it.
Well,
but that's not what happened.
Well, to be fair, we don't know what's happening, because when Ryan – remember when Arthur Smith was fired, we initially – didn't want Ryan Nielsen interviewing anywhere else.
Yeah.
And then we released him to get interviewed because I think it kind of came, I think when the, you know, when you got kind of down to it, he didn't want to be here. I don't know what Ulbrich might want to be here. So you might go to Jeff and say, hey, we would prefer to, we're going to initially deny, you know, your right to interview because you have him under contract. Most likely it was a 2 or 3 year deal. I mean, I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not knowledgeable enough to know every assistant's contract, but most likely it's a multi-year contract.
Yeah.
Where you have him under and you can deny his right to interview anywhere else until you get at least like a little bit further down the road. Because guess what? I mean, you might hire the GM first and the GM might say, this is what I want to do. A lot of times teams like to bring in to do the press conference at the same time. It doesn't always mean that one was hired before the other. But sometimes it's easier to do that because of if you're hiring a guy from the playoffs. That's what I tried to say earlier. This is not – you have to move quickly in this process, but you also – when you're moving quickly, you just kind of have to get your ducks in a row. There's a lot of things going on. You got futures. You've got guys that are being you don't want – some guys just kind of just walking out, never hearing from them again. Like,
yeah, that, I think it's safe to say they're all concerned about their future, right? They're trying to look for the next stepping stone as well.
Yeah, so there's a lot of moving parts and – you kind of got to figure out your path, and that's part of it. So I would say this, though. I understand his point, and I agree with a lot of it about, you know, the guys played for Raheem, and they never quit. But when you get blown out 3 times as an NFL team in 1 season, with or without the injuries – how hard you play. New Orleans had a massive amount of injuries. They came in yesterday. They didn't get blown out. It was a rivalry game, a little bit different, but you also got blown out in a rivalry game in week 3. So I understand. I'm not saying I don't want to hear it, but I think that's where you have to understand that sometimes decisions are made all in a hole and not a 4-game stretch.
Well, and I'll say this too, and I told this to Mike Conte last night before we get to the next caller. I would have gone to bat for Mike Shula in 2006, and then they hired Nick Saban, right? Ended with a national title. I would have done the same thing for Mike Smith in 2014. They hired Dan Quinn. He goes to the Super Bowl 2 years later. It's just one of those things where, unfortunately, relationships are tough. And I think that a lot of times you feel a sense of fault if you're a player in this situation. If you like Raheem, if Raheem has been good to you, if Raheem or Terry drafted you, especially if Terry drafted you, you feel like he has put his job on the line for you. And if you don't deliver in those situations, you feel a sense of fault. And I think that that's why you heard a lot of the players say what they did yesterday and come out and say, hey, I'll go to bat for this guy. I want him to be here. Because in the end, if you have good relationships with these guys, you want to keep them around and make sure you keep that stability and make sure you panned out what your end of the bargain was.
Yeah, it was interesting to hear a lot of the players going to bat, like you said, for Raheem yesterday, only to have the decision made just a couple hours right after that.
Yeah.
Let's go back out to the phones. We've got Sean in Conyers on the line. Sean, good morning. How are you feeling about the changes in Flowery Branch this morning? All right, let's move on to Sam in Villa Rica. Sorry, Sean, we didn't get to you fast enough. We're going to go to Sam in Villa Rica. Sam, how are you feeling about the changes in Flowery Branch?
Well, I was hoping that they would have an opportunity to build on the positive momentum, you know. But I mean, what's going to happen is that on the opening day of next season, we're going to have our third coach in 4 years, which is what I didn't want. But with that said, you have to earn the right to come back. And if you look at the fact that the Carolina Housecats are going to the playoffs as division winners at 8-9. The fact of the matter is we gave away 3 games, 3 to 5 games, definitely 3. You knew at the end of last year you had a problem with the kicker. You went the entire offseason and didn't address it, and you lose week 1 to a division rival who also finished at 8-9. You lose week 1 on a kicker when you knew you had a kicker problem the year before. You didn't correct it. You let the 1-win Miami Dolphins come into this building and embarrass us on our field, and you should be fired for losing to the Jets regardless. So if you win any of those, one of any of those games, let alone the game you gave away against New England, let alone the game you gave away against Indianapolis, if you lose one of any of those games, you win any one of those games, you are a division winner. We're going to the playoffs, and you are building going forward based on a great draft that Terry Fontenot had. But this is a combination of terrible decisions, starting with taking a tight end fourth overall, including paying an old crippled Kirk Cousins $180 million with the no-trade clause. This is a culmination of bad decisions, and they did not earn the right to come back. Even though I would have preferred them to have that opportunity, they didn't earn it. So we are where we are.
Man, let's go. He was spot on. That's one of the best phone calls we've had in a long time. That was spot on. I feel exactly like he did. Like, I would have loved to build off the positive momentum.
Yeah.
And I've said multiple times already in the show, I think Jeff Ulbrich, to me, is like the linchpin in this whole thing. Like, I think that Jeff Ulbrich, it's going to make me sick to think about him walking out the door. But the bottom line is, you lost so many games in ways that were inexplicable. And while I think Raheem, I look at it and go, oh, man, he made a really good hire the second time around in the D.C. He made bad hires all the way through all three coordinators when he initially got the job, and that's what sealed his fate.
I disagree on the special teams, because he retained Marquise Williams. And
sure.
Guys, special teams was good until this year. The kicker losing his way is definitely something to talk about with Koo, with the injury, and do you believe it was mishandled? But as far as the units as a whole, the special teams was good until this year. Now this year was brutal. There's no way around that. But special teams won you a couple of games last year. Remember Kadarius Hodge twice last year, in the 2024 yeah. season, sniffing out fake punts and making those plays to secure games twice. So to me, the special teams unit was good until this year, and this year it was an unmitigated disaster. And I will give you that. And that, therefore, I do believe you had to. I thought Raheem, here or not, he had to. If Raheem was going to be here today and tomorrow and 2026, to me, it would have to be under the belief that you would replace two of your three coordinators.
And that's all I was trying to say a minute ago was you already had to replace your defense coordinator, and you have to make different decisions based around your offense coordinator, your special teams, then you made, I guess, I understand what you're saying. In hindsight, it was the right move, but you can't go back in hindsight. But I'm just saying, if you have to, within your first 2 years, fire all three coordinators that you were brought in,
it
looks bad.
I just don't.
There's no two ways about that.
I agree with that as a whole. I guess I would say that to say that he hired the wrong guy for special teams in year one, I just don't believe that, because I think if you revisit special teams last season, other than the kicking, and you can, and who made that decision to keep Koo? Who made that decision last year?
Right.
Who made the decision to kind of not put him on the IR sooner than later? Who made the decision to not bring in Zane Gonzalez? You could have signed. Let me tell you something. Zane Gonzalez tried out the first time. And had Zane Gonzalez been the kicker that you, when you cut Koo, the kicker that you brought in instead of
Parker Romo?
Great call.
Great,
I couldn't remember. What was that guy's name?
I couldn't remember.
All I
could
think of was Riley Patterson.
I was about to throw you up the bat, and Allie jumped in and saved us both.
Yeah.
But Parker Romo, you're in the playoffs. By the way, you win New England. Because Zane Gonzalez wasn't missing those kicks unless they were blocked.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Do you think, and this is a conversation that I want to have in the next hour, do you think it's almost a blessing in disguise that we did not make it to the playoffs at 8-9? Would you have really felt that much better about this team had we won the tiebreaker in the division? Because I'm looking at
winning winning covers a lot of holes.
I agree, but it was a three-way tie. So it's not that you were winning, it's just that you won the tiebreakers. You're going to go play a playoff game and you possibly get beat in the first round. That would have saved Raheem's job, but would you have really felt better about this team moving forward?
Because then we still would have MacGyvered next season.
Right. Then all of a sudden we're still that's where I'm at a crossroads with. And that's why I look at Carolina and I'm almost like, I'm glad you're going to the playoffs for you, but I don't know if that covers up some of the deficiencies I've seen from that team throughout the season, even though they beat the Falcons twice.
Here's what I would say is you maybe did this a year early because you don't know when Penix is going to be ready. You don't know when what is next year, and I think expectations. You know, like in Vegas, when there's a game on the board, and then there's an injury that kind of throws it into uncertainty, and you pull the game off
the
board.
Yeah,
I think you take the Falcons' expectations and you pull it off the board for next year.
Got you right
because it is a complete. Find out what I got in a lot of ways, and primarily at the most important position in football. And I do believe the thought that can you bring in an offensive-minded coach? I saw somebody put this out there, and I don't necessarily believe this is where they're going to go, but there are going to be a lot of angry people if they went out and got, like, the Rams assistant general manager, John McKay. Which has done he's helped do a good job in LA with Les Snead.
Oh my gosh.
But it's also Rich's son.
This city.
And then gets Baby LaFleur, which is Mike, Matt's little brother, who coaches Green Bay, Mike LaFleur, who was and if you did that, you probably do keep Ulbrich. Because they know each other.
And you probably have your gap quarterback and Jimmy Garoppolo come with him. There you go.
But to go back at you, isn't that why you need, like, with the expectations down, wouldn't it be nice then to have a new crew to settle in for a year while expectations are down to get set for the following season? There are just so many questions this morning.
Yeah. Now, I think that's got to be the game plan, though. I think your point is correct. I think that's got to be the game plan.
Well, it was an immediate decision yesterday as soon as the season was over. Raheem and Terry are out. We got to talk about the future of the Falcons. Take your calls as well. It's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.